This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, welcome to Fully Charged Recharged. What's the crack?
Can I ask you something, Emma, and you might not want to answer it?
I feel like I know where this is going already.
For our very special exclusive podcast listeners, will you potentially reveal the gender of the person you're going to meet in Knaresborough? All will be revealed further on in the show today.
I'm meeting a boy.
Ooh!
A man called...
Oh, we got a name, folks. We got a name. This is how much she loves the podcast listeners.
I'm bleeping that out, actually, now that I think of it. Yeah, I've been seeing him for a little while and he's from England. Oh. He's half Irish, though.
I know, yeah. That, when you told me that his mother was Cork, I was like, ah, crap.
Yeah, his mom's from Cork, so that makes all the difference.
I know, obviously, even if she wasn't, that would be absolutely fine.
We're obviously only joking, yeah.
No, very exciting. Okay, a little weekend away for you.
Yeah, no, I'll say you see, the problem is I'm too relaxed on the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Way too relaxed
but
on the podcast.
But this is just the little juice we give you, people.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going away with my mom, so it'll be way less.
You never know, she could reveal
spicy.
A huge family secret.
True.
And tell you loads. You might find out you've got a second auntie you never heard about or something cool like that.
There's nothing really that's a family secret that could be a good thing, is there?
No. Family secrets are, I would say, 100% of the time negative.
Bad.
And anxiety feeling.
Unless it's like that we've like come into a huge sum of money.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
We're like related to someone really rich and we're waiting for them to croak. That'd be about the only good thing. Otherwise, it's all pretty bad.
Well, look, two varying weekends ahead. Enjoy listening back to the show and we will catch you back here on Monday.
Yes, see you next week.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, welcome to Friday.
Here we are. We did it.
We did. We did a lovely short week, TG. Our day
really
was off in his holidays. Myself and Ash holding the fort. Hope you're well this morning.
Yeah, we're buzzing.
Looking forward to the weekend. Do you mean we're buzzing because Dave's not here?
Well, we're just buzzing in general.
I think we are.
Friday against rolled around. Can we put the Olympics on, Emma?
I know. Daniel whiffing in the water at 6:30 this morning.
Whiffing in the water yet again. That man is something else.
I've been traipsing through Twitter trying to get an update this morning.
I think it's going to be a long old race. It's 10K.
In the Seine, as in the River Seine,
is
right?
Is in the River Seine?
I think so, yeah. He's swapping the pool for the open water today. Didn't some athletes start vomiting after coming out of the River Seine the other day? It's so polluted. Or was that just maybe from the endurance? Or
I was chatting to my brother about this because he actually has been training for a triathlon. So obviously he's not an Olympian or anything. But
no,
this was in the triathlon, yeah. And I was like, were people getting sick after getting in the water? And he was like, I think they were getting sick actually at the end of the triathlon. And
okay.
He was like, it was mainly because of like they were just like exerting themselves so
sure.
much. But it wasn't a good look for the scent.
No, it wasn't.
And the €1 billion that they've spent cleaning it.
Yes, no, exactly. Yeah. 10 kilometers swimming. I can't get my head around that.
It's hours long, I think. Like yeah. I like, do you know, like a 10K like running. I mean, like in the Olympics they probably do it in like a half an hour. But I'd do it in an hour and a bit. But I think swimming, like it's a lot slower.
Yeah, you can imagine, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that's great. We'll have that on the background.
Oh, yeah.
Keep
so
an eye on our
extremely
Daniel.
Extremely distracted yeah. for the rest of the show. We'll be watching Whiffin and the lads.
Welcome to the weekend.
Hit music now.
Good morning.
Morning. You may have noticed the last couple of days listening to the show that there's been the absence of a certain jolly English laugh in the background. And that's not because we haven't been funny. Because we've been hilarious. But producer Callum hasn't been with us. And that's because he has been in Vienna, to which you might say, oh, yeah. Yes, producer Callum was supposed to be seeing Taylor Swift last night in Vienna. And sadly, the concerts were all cancelled. If you've been watching the news, it was because the police became aware of a terrorist plot. They arrested two people, cancelled all the gigs. Extremely scary. He was extremely lucky, they yeah. all were, that yeah. they discovered the situation. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, very, very disappointed. And there are currently thousands and thousands of disappointed Taylor fans just aimlessly walking around Vienna this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of people would have, because the gigs were due to go on for a couple of nights, wasn't there?
There so was three, just, yeah.
Yeah, so the whole Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So
yeah.
many Swifties in for the weekend. And the videos yeah. are actually very heartwarming. They're all just getting together singing Taylor songs.
Yeah, it's so
Vienna.
Cute. So like shortly, yesterday afternoon, producer Callum put up a video himself of a big, massive crowd, hundreds of Swifties singing Taylor Swift songs in like this cathedral Royal Square, and I actually saw different videos of that, different angles of it on loads of different news sites. So they seem to be kind of making the most of it.
Yeah.
I suppose it's like, how disappointed can you be when like it could have been so much worse? But
and at the same time as well, when you see the power of the people coming together in situations like that, you know, when there's fear and then there's togetherness, it's quite powerful, I find.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'd say they're forming little communities. Apparently they were all swapping friendship bracelets and
that's
stuff.
That's lovely.
Yeah. So it seems like the city of Vienna has kind of come together to like support the Swifties.
Yeah.
Because there's discounts left, right and centre in Vienna at the moment for people with Taylor Swift tickets. This Swiftie fan page on Twitter was sharing loads of different things that you can do if you just show your Taylor ticket for free.
Okay, good for Vienna.
Yeah, so good. So apparently this is kind of wild, and I haven't been able to fact check this one, but Swarovski, as in Swarovski crystal,
yeah,
were offering like a free crystal surprise.
Wow.
To Taylor fans. Now that is a bit intense.
Wow.
There's like literally tens of thousands of them. So I don't know whether it was a first come first serve basis. A restaurant called Le Burger was offering free burgers. There's a nightclub offering free entrance to Swifties. Other clubs and bars are putting on Swiftie sing-along nights.
Oh, lads, good for them. That's the only way to handle a situation. Yeah. Like, do you know what
it's
I mean?
It's also savvy businessman.
Yeah,
and woman
it is. It is.
Thing to do, for sure.
But also, it's welcoming and it's kind for people that are there, which I really enjoy, yeah.
Exactly. An Irish pub in the city was giving fans a free Taylor Swift-inspired drink on arrival. Cineplex cinemas were giving away free Eras Tour cups and popcorn buckets.
Good for them.
So cute. Museums are letting them in for free. And one of the like most kind of unusual things was the national railways in Austria were offering free refunds, even though like they're not required to.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were giving people refunds
that
on their travel tickets. Yeah, so nice. And the not so nice side of it is the Eras Tour is kind of coming to an end in Europe. Mm. And apparently the tickets for Wembley, which I think is the last destination, have just like ballooned. I think like something like 2,000 times the price or whatever, or demand is like 2,000 times what it was.
You'd imagine it's sold out completely already though, no?
Oh yeah, I'd say. But it's just like the resale. People are going ballistic on the resale. Yeah. And yeah, so it's so sad for people. I feel so bad for them. But I hope that they're having a nice safe time.
I know. Yeah. And like you said though, it's that kind of like heartwarming togetherness, I think,
yeah,
when people get together in spite of, you know, the fear that might be around. I think it's wonderful, and to see those videos as well of people, it just makes you go like, do you know what, there's more love than there is badness.
That's,
you know,
exactly
what I mean?
It yeah, and we've come together in the
and
end.
Knowing Taylor, she'll do something for her Austrian fans.
Yeah, she's been quiet.
She has been so far. You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We're all heading off today. Dave's gone on his holidays. You're heading away.
I'm off as well, yeah.
I'll say this really quietly. I'm going to England.
I know.
I'm sorry now.
Ah, you know, we can't be doing that, Emma.
I know.
We've a front to put up here on this show.
I'm going to England to visit my friend for the weekend.
Your friend.
Yeah, my friend. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Hearing a lot about this friend on the show.
Let's move on.
This friend whom we don't reference their gender.
No, just my friend.
Yeah, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, lovely. oh, God. Okay, I'm going to a place called Knaresborough.
Knaresborough. Random.
Which is a place I'd never heard of in my entire life. It's kind of outside Leeds. In Yorkshire. Oh, Hebe's here. Am I
outside
wrong?
Outside Leeds. Miles away from Leeds. It's in Yorkshire.
Okay,
near
sorry.
Harrogate.
Look, Hebe, we haven't a clue over here. We're like, oh, cool. But be near Cardiff for all I know. It means nothing.
It's in the north. That's all I know. Anyway, I have no idea really what I'm getting myself in for. It looks like I'm going to a Leeds United game tomorrow with my friend.
Oh, well, then it has to be near Leeds.
Not really. It's Yorkshire.
But she's going to a Leeds game.
They can travel.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay. They
Yorkshire.
Might be away. Yeah. Okay, fair point.
Okay. So I was looking up what I can do in this town over the weekend. First off, it's blood. I know we shouldn't be talking about England like this, but it's actually really pretty.
We shouldn't be. No, some English towns are
absolutely
gorgeous. Yeah.
So I went last night zooming in on Google Maps to see what I could do with myself while in Knaresborough, right? It's known for its charming streets.
Cool. Stunning.
I like a charming street
myself.
I'll
take it. Yeah.
Look out for the painted windows. Okay.
Ooh.
Wow. I like a painted window.
Fancy.
It has a castle. It says if you want to get a nice view, go to somewhere called the Bedburgh Gardens.
The Bedburgh Gardens.
Bedburgh Gardens, I'll have a look.
That's a mad name.
They have a cave there, and apparently when you put objects into the water in the cave, they turn to stone. So,
oh, hello.
Looking forward to a bit of that. I'll
That's
come back
mad.
To that. You can go rowing in the river. Won't be doing that.
Oh, hang on. This place is unreal.
The other thing I noticed while zooming in closely on Google Maps is in the town, they have free public toilets. All about that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I see where the money's going now.
They have a bar and eat place called So. with an exclamation mark. I'm into that.
I think you should say that to your, I do an inverted commas, friend. So we go So. Say that and see what they say.
I will. They have a Sainsbury's, so I'll bring you back your fake duck.
Oh, yes, yeah, please.
Cool.
And the meatballs.
Veggie stuff.
Veggie duck.
There's a place you can go and paint pots.
Oh, nice.
If you want to paint a pot, you can do that in Knaresborough.
That's fantastic. Nice, no.
And I like this because there's a taxi service in Knaresborough called Virtual Driving.
Ooh.
Which obviously it isn't virtual driving, it's just a taxi, and I'm all about that.
It's just someone actually driving.
It's just someone driving you
that,
in a taxi.
That you know. You never know. Could be a driverless car picking
maybe
it up.
So, maybe so.
This could be a place of the future.
With its water in the cave that turns things to stone,
yeah.
And its taxi service called Virtual Driving. Do better, Free Now. Do better.
I'm looking up Knaresborough on Google Images, and it looks absolutely stunning.
The viaducts are class, aren't
they? Is that what that is? Like a very Roman.
Yeah, it's like an old train bridge. Is that essentially what a viaduct is?
Yeah, I think.
It's bloody massive.
A deadly bridge with loads of arches, what I would call it.
Didn't predict now on Friday the 9th of August I'd be doing almost a tourist shout out for a place called Knaresborough I've never been to. But who knows? I will come back and report back on the rowing, the free public toilets, So, Sainsbury's, the Bedburgh Gardens and the painted windows.
I want you to hit them all.
I will.
Yeah.
It'll be my mission in my 48 hours in Knaresborough.
And listen, I can't wait till we hear more about this friend on
Brilliant.
The show as well.
Cool, thanks, Mel. Here's Hozier on Spin. Good morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hozier and Too Sweet. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. This is Spin. Good morning.
Emma, you were just telling us there that you're off to Knaresborough.
I am.
For the weekend. Knaresborough. In an Irish accent, in England. And producer Hebe kind of piped up when you said that Knaresborough was just outside Leeds. Producer Hebe is filling in for producer Callum, and producer Hebe is also English.
Mm-hmm.
And producer Hebe, tell me what you said when you said that Knaresborough was just outside Leeds.
You said, just outside Leeds.
Just outside Leeds. It's in Yorkshire. And I said, that's neither here nor there, Hebe. Sure, we haven't a clue where anything is in England. And then I went on to Google Maps.
How far outside Leeds is Knaresborough there, Hebe?
A 34-minute drive.
I think that is pretty close to Leeds.
And I think it totally justifies saying something like, it's just outside Leeds. Would you agree, Hebe?
It's just outside Leeds. Apologies.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourite places every Friday.
You English think you know everything. Evie's not coming back next week.
Okay, coming up, it's actually just, no, a little bit earlier. It's coming up on 7:27 now. Emily, how are things out there?
Morning. It's
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Aisling's gone rogue today, guaranteeing essentially a win on One Foot in the Rave. The game that, you know what, it's pretty highbrow stuff and we normally have rules and take it seriously, but it looks like when producer Callum's away, Aisling will play.
I don't know what it is. It's not like me to be breaking the rules. I'm usually the kind of stickler for the rules. I'm not with the games. Yous are always trying to give away prizes when people haven't won them properly. But today we said we're going rogue. We're giving you the full second clip on this and we're giving a real good chance to win 6 IMC Cinema passes.
So essentially you're trying to identify this dance song. It's literally a sliver that you got the other day on day one for 10 IMC Cinema passes. It sounded like this. We should be at this point today of 0.6 of a second, which sounds like this. But Aisling says go for it. We're playing the full second, which sounds like this. And despite the full second, we're still guaranteeing 6 IMC Cinema passes on this today. So let's see if we get on. Emilio, Salem Boy, how are you? And any plans for the weekend?
For the weekend? No, nothing much.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
All right, we want to get you to the cinema, Emilio. There's a lot of good stuff on at the moment. You've been trying to guess.
I haven't been there in a while.
Oh, okay, good. You've been trying to guess what song we have been giving you tiny snippets of all week.
Here's the full second clip for you, Emilio. Any ideas?
It's Lionheart by Joel Corey and Tom Grennan.
Lionheart? That's a bit of a rogue choice, Aisling, this week.
It is a difficult one.
Let's check if you're right, Emilio.
We didn't doubt you for one second, Emilio.
I should know these songs because I'm a drummer myself, so.
You're a drummer?
Yeah.
Are you? Do you play in a band or just drum in your own time?
No, freelancing.
Freelance drummer.
That's a thing.
Yeah, you just like bop around the different groups.
Yeah, yeah, that's class. Who have you played with?
I used to be in, I actually have a gig with the Brothers in Carrigaline in Cork this tomorrow, actually, Saturday, yeah.
Who's the Brothers now?
My brother is Elvis and Edgar.
Your literal brother.
I was like, never heard of them, the Brothers. Cool name, though.
Yeah. Enjoy that.
No, our band name is Liquid Launch.
Ooh. Liquid Lunch?
Yeah, a Liquid Launch.
Launch.
As in launch the rocket.
Oh, wow, okay. Liquid Launch. I do love a Liquid Launch, me now.
Yeah.
I'm hungry now as well. I have to stop and get a roll.
Look, we're learning a lot about you today, Emilio. But you are off to the cinema with 6 IMC Cinema Passes.
Enjoy the gig as well.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great day.
Bye.
Ah, brilliant. Sure, we did the right thing giving it away, didn't
100%,
we?
Yeah. I love that Emilio, actually, you're just thinking, said at the beginning, I've absolutely zero plans for the weekend. Oh, but I'm drumming
with my brothers
in Carrigaline.
Yeah, I'm getting out the freelance drumstick. Oh, good man, Emilio. You'll get this thing that keeps me
coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Ava Max with Kings and Queens. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. And if you want to go to Ibiza, stay exactly where you are. We'll give you those details now to enter in a few minutes' time here at Spin. In the meantime, I feel guilty. I have no loyalty left to anybody. I was just so excited over the last couple of weeks because it took a while, but me and Dave Hammond here, who's on his holidays, finally developed our own kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I like having a thing
you
with
do.
Someone. I think it's fun and it's our thing. Essentially, I started buying multi-packs of marshmallow squares bars a few weeks back. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I thought that would be quite a delicious snack for work, teamed with a mandarin orange, which, by the way, are banging at the moment. If you haven't had an orange recently, they are in top form, I would recommend.
All of them.
Very juicy. The oranges are in a good nick at the moment. Anyway, so I'm going through an orange and squares bars phase.
Yeah.
This is what I bring into work every day for my little snack. And you know David Hammond would love a squares bar.
And famously does not deal with breakfast in the morning.
No, doesn't.
For himself. No. He'll take from others, but he wouldn't bring in his own.
Of course not, no. But on the first day of this, a few weeks back, when I produced my squares bar, I could see him looking at it longingly.
Yeah.
So I said, would you like a squares bar? I have others in my bag. And he said, I would absolutely love that. Thanks, Mill.
Yeah.
So I kind of developed this thing where over the last few weeks, every day, I give him a squares bar and we have one together. And he's been saying for a few weeks that it's time to pay me back, but it hasn't happened yet. But
no.
I'm still enjoying our thing. And every morning when leaving the house, I go, squares bar for me and pack a squares bar for Dave.
Yeah, it's interesting that I was never offered a squares bar before in the initial.
You strike me as someone who's too healthy for a squares bar every morning.
Ah, that's where you're wrong.
Okay.
But I've kind of found it a little bit difficult the last few weeks, and you might have heard it in me in the show. I'm just a little bit down the dumps over this thing that's been developing. Mm-hmm. It's hard to sit back and watch well, and then
oh, you love me, squares bar, so crispy, that's lovely fresh one today.
They've been a little bit insufferable with this new thing.
Yeah,
I'm a bit jealous.
And he's gone today, and I, out of pure habit, packed my double squares this morning for Dave, because it's just my life now.
Yeah.
And he's so obsessed that this is our thing, not Aisling's. And you've just had your first squares bar, you're in.
And I didn't even have to ask. If Dave Hammond is listening, she just plonked it on my desk as if I was him. And I went, ha!
Finally!
Exactly. I'm second fiddle to David Hammond, but I'll take that.
Perfect.
Happy days. Lovely crunch off that squares bar.
Nice vibe.
Lovely bit of sweet in the morning.
Better than your oats?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Did you hear who's doing the closing ceremony of the Olympics? Have you heard the
No. Chat? Oh, and it would be this weekend, would it?
Multiple sources have reported to Variety that Billie Eilish... Wait. Wow. So random. Snoop Dogg.
Oh, well, that kind of makes sense. He's been around.
Yeah. And the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Whoa.
Are all on the bill for Sunday's closing ceremony.
None of whom are French.
No.
So random.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing that. No doubt she will perform Birds of a Feather there as well. Billie Eilish on Spin. Good morning.
Speaking of the Olympics, it's been a bit of an overwhelming few weeks, I think. You know, learning about new sports.
Yeah.
Quickly becoming an expert about this sport.
There's something very relaxing about having it on all day. And I will certainly miss it, actually.
Me too. Yeah, I like kind of like becoming so engrossed that I then feel I can judge the competitors very harshly, and then moving on to a new sport. I've watched things that I never even knew existed, such as the canoe slalom. Callum.
Yeah, cool.
And the pommel horse.
Yeah.
Yup, Reese. And today I came across a brand new sport online. Now, this is nowhere near Olympic standard yet, but it could be. I'm fully invested. It's called car jitsu.
Okay.
And it's essentially a game that we all played in the back of the car as kids, where we just beat the crap out of our siblings
yes,
in the back
indeed.
Of the car.
Oh my God, we used to honestly kill each other in the back of the car. Yeah. I remember like my parents pulling over like, stop it, I'm trying to drive the car.
I know, what were we like? But at least in this sport, the car is not moving. So this is a combat sport in which two people are strapped into the front two seats of a car and they have to basically like grapple and fight each other across three different rounds. It's basically like, and it's not like punching or whatever like we would have done as kids. There are some rules, but it's basically like ninjutsu teamed with being in a car.
Yeah. It's such a strange concept.
Yeah.
It's quite limiting, I suppose, in a car, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Space is a big issue, which I think is like part of the challenge.
Okay.
So I love the beginning of each fight. It's very dramatic. So basically, there's like a countdown timer. The two fighters are sitting in the front seats of the car. And as the timer counts down, just as it finishes, they both have to unclick their seatbelts at the same time.
What a buzz.
I like that bit of theatre.
Yeah.
There's a coin toss before the fight starts to see who has to sit in the driver's seat.
Okay, even more limiting with the steering wheel, yeah. I imagine, yeah.
Yeah, or could potentially protect you.
Maybe so.
The nether regions, perhaps. But the winner is determined after 2 3-minute rounds. And then if no winner is kind of clear after the 2 3-minute rounds, they put on a third round and the two players sit in the back two seats.
No way.
Which is so random.
Which is a little bit more space, though, without the gear stick and everything in the middle and
yeah,
the handbrake. Yeah,
and kind of less things at your disposal. So this has gotten a very big following online. It's kind of relatively new. It was invented by a PhD student. Not what I expected. Again, what a great use of his talents.
Get me out of this library.
Yeah, literally.
Give me something else to do.
Back in 2020, and it's getting like 5 million views per week.
Wow.
And they generally fight in a very specific car. A 2005 Toyota, I'm not going to pronounce this right, Skien? Skion?
Needless
again. S-C-I-O-N. Because of its safety, its size, and its affordability. Because, let me tell you, the cars in this get absolutely battered.
Do they?
Yeah. Okay. The aim of the game is you can use anything in the car as part of your attack.
Okay.
Which is fun.
I presume you can't take in anything extra than what's in the car.
No, you can't take in anything extra, and you can't pull anything off and use it as a weapon to hit people.
You can't take off the sun visor and bait someone with
no,
it. Like, no,
but you can use it while it's still attached.
I get you. Yeah.
So these are full-on fights. There's videos on YouTube. I really encourage you to watch it. It's actually hilarious. And there's commentary too. Very dramatic. Have a listen.
Reaches over, blocks the seatbelt with his left hand, frees himself with his right hand, and immediately just goes to smashing Davidson into the driver's side door. Davidson's trying to bridge. He's almost pushed Felton all the way through the closed sunroof. And instead, he opts for a judo toss. Cue Davidson on top of Felton in the back seat. He's got neon belly. That's going to be 2 points.
Neon belly, red.
Belly is.
I want to know so bad. I love even the commentator. It starts breaking down laughing halfway through it as well.
I love how like silent it is. I can just kind of hear the little rustle inside the car, but then it's just the commentator like, they need audiences at this. People be going crazy for
Amen.
This is the new Robot Wars. And I've been trying to think about like maybe what my signature move would be if I went into car jitsu. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of like the different things you could use. Like maybe like open and close the glove department on their hands.
Oh, cruel. Yeah. Okay.
I was thinking blast them in the face with the aircon.
Oh, good idea.
And then while they're distracted, kind of like aggressively tickle them.
Or do the other side of it where if it's already really hot and sweaty in there because you're fighting and exercising, blast the heat and...
Oh, very
dehydrate.
Good.
Dehydrate.
Melt them.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever been so violent on this.
No. Show. Another idea I had was maybe like wrap their hair around the steering wheel and then start to spin it around.
You've got a dark soul.
I've thought about this a lot.
What about the leg lock? So if you're attacking front to back, I know that's actually not the system now that I've learned the story.
Oh, that's okay.
But like if you're attacking front to back, if you lock your leg under the handbrake, kind of gives you more stability to throw a few punches into the back.
Nice, yeah.
One thing I would discourage, because I had a bad experience when I was a kid, don't lock your legs for stability in under the seat.
Okay.
Because if you're moved too harshly, you might break a leg, and that's what happened to me.
That's what happened to you.
I was trying to, for dear life, hang on to the front seat position when we were kids, and I ended up breaking my leg. So don't do that. But I think the leg lock would be good to throw a few punches.
Yeah, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could I think we might need to take each other on in Karajitsu, Emma.
Meet you in Drury Street car park after the show.
We'll have a big crowd.
Can you imagine us in a spin car?
Yeah.
Hosting jujitsus all around Dublin.
Dave can commentate. Yeah. Emma's crying.
Emma's crying again. Oh, Emma's just crying. Okay, so look, I'm just going to say this very quickly. I'm a bit of a nerd about the English language, studied it in college and all the rest. And whenever I come across a new term or phrase or something really old school and archaic of how they describe things way back in the day, I just find it really interesting. And I came across this on Twitter the other night. The phrase, a muffin walloper.
Okay. Muffin walloper.
A muffin walloper. And it's genius. I've never heard it before, but I can tell you, Aisling, you certainly are quite the muffin walloper.
Oh, God. Have I put on weight?
I myself, too, am a muffin walloper. A muffin walloper, by definition, is an unmarried woman who gathers with friends to gossip.
Oh, right. Right. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. It's a 19th century colloquialism, essentially for a tea party back in the day.
Brilliant.
You'd gather with your friends and have a little goss, right?
Well, would you say, I wonder, will we go and have a little muffin wallop?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or will we go muffin walloping?
Do you want to go? Meet later. You'd probably send a little letter to your neighbours. We meet on Friday for a little muffin
wallop. For some muffin walloping.
Yeah, I'd enjoy that.
That's fantastic.
So that kind of sent me then on this deep dive about these other phrases, that kind of like Victorian slang way back when, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to. They're hilarious. They're brilliant. We need to bring most of these back. What would you say back then was used for prowling for women, lads on a night out looking for a lady, right? Or ladies looking for a lady, whatever. If you're out looking for your
night crawler.
It's a funny one. It's called tot hunting.
It was tot hunting.
Hunting back in the day. Again, I like this. Back then, let's just say you've been having a really rough week. You're feeling a bit melancholy. You're not feeling great. Essentially, you're a bit down in the dumps. You'll get better. Like you'll be fine. Yeah. You know it's not like too serious. You're just having a bad few days.
Like a Debbie Downer.
And you kind of just want to be on your own for a while, and then you know you'll feel good again in a day or two once you kind of get it out of your system. Any ideas?
All I can think is a Debbie Downer.
A Debbie Downer. This is great. It's called Got the Morbs.
Got the... That sounds very modern.
The Morbs. I know, and it's like, so old.
It's like the Cosy Lives and the...
It's almost like more being morbid.
Yes.
It's like, I got the Morbs. Like, I want to be alone with my Morbs at the moment. I got the Morbs at the moment. I'm bringing that back.
That would totally work today.
Instead of I'm in bad form, I'd be like, look, I just got the Morbs. I'll talk to you in a few days.
Morbs.
I've got the Morbs.
That's
brilliant. This is excellent as well. And very relevant, I think, in today's world. Someone who kind of has this willful ignorance. Someone who refuses to acknowledge what doesn't align with their personal views.
Ooh.
So, you know, if you just don't want to listen to anyone else's point of view, what would you be called?
Head in the sander.
Good one. It's called a pod snapper. Or pod snappery. And this is my favourite. Oh, God.
Victorian slang. God, you gotta love it.
A guy with a bald head and a fly lands on his head. What would you call that?
Egghead.
Essentially, what they're calling anyone who's bald back then is they have a fly rink.
A fly rink?
A fly rink. A rink for flies.
Oh, my God.
I.e. someone who's bald. I thought that was brilliant.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Look at his fly rink.
Yeah, that fella. Oh, you're going to have to fella with the fly rink, are you? That's him.
That's so funny.
So good. So I'd like to come up with some new ones, although I think Got the Morbs needs to literally come back. Let's all do that. Got the Morbs. But I was thinking, what about then, to modernise it a little bit, a phrase to describe a group of people who are in that state of like uncontrollable laughter. You only get the giddies.
Yeah.
And can't stop. I was thinking like titter twits.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah,
I like that. That sounds very Victorian.
A phrase to encompass the struggle of getting a taxi home from town post midnight in Dublin.
Oh, yeah.
Ride piners.
Ride piner.
Ride pine.
Yeah,
I got the ride pine at the moment, but it's about taxis, of course.
Look at all the ride piners up and down Camden Street.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
That lad who supports all of your Insta stories and photos with likes and comments
that
you don't really know very well. The double tap chap.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
But I just think in general, out of all of them, fly rink and got the morbs is my new way. Got the morbs.
I don't have the morbs at the moment.
No, I'm the opposite, but I'm sure it'll happen at some point.
Got the
jollies. We know what to say now.
Got
you're
the
on
jazzies.
Spin.
Finish off your summer in style. We have an unbelievable prize to give away here on Spin. We want to send you off to Ibiza for 5 nights from Friday the 20th of September. A 4-star hotel for you. Tickets to one of the biggest closing parties around. Plus, travel to and from the airport, breakfast at the hotel, travel insurance, 20 kg of luggage.
Oh, I really
Need
like
I say
that.
Any
yeah.
more?
Yeah. I was going around yesterday because I'm away for the weekend looking for a little Ryanair suitcase. God, they're getting smaller by the hour, aren't
they? Are you serious?
Oh my God, I actually don't know if I can get anything into it. 20 kg of luggage, just throw everything in. You don't have to decide what you're wearing. You can bring a few options.
It's just a lack of stress that brings.
Totally, yeah.
So good.
So here's how this is going to work. We are gathering daily qualifiers, not just on Fully Charged, but all across the day with Michaela after 10, with Steve K from 3, and with Jamie and Shireen each evening as well. And then everyone's going to go into this massive draw on the 26th of August, and someone's going to win this epic end of summer holiday. You deserve it. We've had no summer here, really, have we? And we told you there's a particular way you have to answer the phone if we call you back, and we're pretty strict on this. So let's just hope for the best. No disappointment today. Come on, it's Friday.
Ben, take me to Ibiza.
Yay! Nice one, Aoife.
Have you ever been to Ibiza?
I have 3 or 4 times.
Oh, wow.
Right, you're well versed then.
Okay, you're an Ibiza pro.
Fabulous. Okay, listen, you are in that draw, girl. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Any plans for the weekend?
No, I'm actually going to Letterfecting next weekend, so I'm going to take it easy.
Girl, you have a great life.
Hope you see you at the picnic, and well done on that big draw for the Ibiza prize, okay?
Yes, best of luck in August, on August 26th.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, Aoife. Bye-bye. If you want to get yourself into that draw, another chance to do that after 10 o'clock this morning with Michaela on Spin.
I'm off onto the continent today.
Oh, are you, Ash?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be like you.
Wouldn't be like me. I actually haven't been away now for
two months.
I'm just going on a weekend away with my mom. Mm. I kind of half got it for her. So for her birthday, I said, I'll get you flights and we'll go on a trip somewhere.
I love that idea because that's icing on the cake for your mom. She wants to hang out with you and she gets to go away with you. Did she get to pick where you were going then?
Yeah, we both just kind of sat down and like, you know, sometimes where you just like go on to Google Maps and you're like, what's in Europe there now?
Yeah.
And we kind of said we wanted to go somewhere that neither of us had ever been. So we settled on Geneva in Switzerland, okay?
I thought Geneva was the fake place in the Princess Diaries, Genova.
Oh, Genovia.
Genovia.
No, I do kind of, in my head, I'm kind of like picturing it looking a bit like Genovia and having the same vibe. We knew nothing really about Geneva. I feel like Switzerland will probably be very beautiful.
Yeah. And lots of mountains, right?
Lots of mountains and great chocolate. So we were like, tick, tick, Geneva will be very nice. And then shortly after we booked our trip to Geneva, a report came out stating that Geneva is the most expensive city in the world to live.
Are you for real?
Numero uno.
Wow.
Ahead of New York, ahead of LA, London, Paris. Dublin. The most. And for context, Ireland isn't even in the top 10, as in Dublin. So it's at least many more spots
above
Dublin.
And it's pretty bad here.
And it's so expensive here. And I feel like whenever I go to Europe, I expect it to be slightly cheaper than here.
Yeah. So a drink for €1.50 is what you're thinking.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
So I'm quite scared. Okay, a few years ago, my mom and I went to Copenhagen and I'll never forget paying €9 for a chocolate brownie in Copenhagen
and telling
everyone about it. Yeah. I was shook.
I was in Sweden once and I'm still recovering from that financially.
Oh God, yeah. And they're snaky in these countries because a lot of these countries that are super expensive, like Copenhagen and in Geneva, they have a different currency. So I haven't a clue.
What you're even spending.
What I'm even spending. I'm like loosely doing the conversion. And yesterday I got even more scared because I was chatting to a girl called Lucy who works with us here in Spin. And she was like, oh my God, you're going to spend a bomb, Ash. She was like, you'll need €2,000. I was like, Lucy, I'm going for 2 days. She was like, still, you'll need €2,000. I was like, okay, now I think Lucy leads a more bougie lifestyle than me and my mom. But I am nervous. Another fella then chimed in where we were having this conversation saying that even in the McDonald's, everything is like at least a tenner.
Ah, what?
So even the McDonald's is expensive.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
And you bear in mind, long month, you have electric picnic next weekend. You need to mind your few bob.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're not going to be like splashing out, but like it seems like we won't really have a choice. And so just to like make this at least sort of game-like and not super stressful the whole time I'm there.
She does look quite stressed right now.
I am quite stressed, yeah. I would love you listening to predict how much I'm going to spend on my weekend in Geneva. Get that prediction over on 087 711 1038 and I will give the person that is closest to the actual total on Monday, I will send them out some Swiss chocolate. How about that for a nice deal?
Nice deal. Okay, cool. But first of all, I want to get some things right because I want to do a little prediction myself. We're talking about from the moment you land in Geneva, not Dublin Airport, none of that.
No, none of that.
And are we saying accommodation's already been paid for?
Accommodation is sorted, yes. So
we're taking out that.
It's all spending money.
And we're taking out flight. So it's purely spending money in Geneva.
Yeah. Gotcha. And I'm basically going to be there for 48 hours. I land this evening and I leave Sunday evening. So 2 full days in Geneva, right? We don't have breakfast at the hotel. So that's another meal you have to factor in. I hope you're doing your calculations now. Mm-hmm. I hope you have the pen and paper out. We also won't be buying any Swiss watches or anything expensive or fancy. We're not like shoppers in that sense.
Yeah.
We're just going to be getting the meals, hopefully eating nice food, but we won't be going to any
few drinks,
Michelin star. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's my mom, so we're not going to be on the tear either.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, so you never know. So 3 meals, 2 days, few drinks. Now, gelato here and there. It's going to be 30 degrees. So please get your guesses in. 087-711-1038. Simply send over a figure. Mm-hmm. And the closest person on Monday will send out some free Swiss chocolate.
That's very nice of you, Ashley.
Not bad.
It's not bad at all. WhatsApp was your predictions. 087-711-1038 or voice note. Or voice note us. Whatever.
And if you've been and you have some intel, let me know.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All right. I'm extremely nervous, but also excited. I'm going off on a weekend away with my mom today. We're going to Geneva in Switzerland. I said I'd get her the flights for her birthday and we picked literally just a random place that neither of us had ever been to, and shortly after we booked it, a report came out saying that Geneva was the most expensive city in the world
live. Your mom is bougie.
Oh, I know. Well, we didn't even know. We're kind of Egypt, but we're off today and we're very nervous about how much we're going to spend. We're not going to live a bougie life. Just, the basic 3 meals a day and the odd tourist attraction. 2 full days. What do you think I'm going to spend? 087-711-1038. I said the closest person to the real total. I'll send you out some Swiss chocolate on me when I come back.
I'm afraid to say it's not good news, Ash, in terms of these predictions.
Oh, dear.
We have, it's all very high. Dan was on. Aisling spending €421.41. That's over €200 per day. A lot of people even going higher than that. Bronwyn was on. Ash is going to spend €657 or in their currency, €621.88.
Oh, okay. So the currencies are
going even higher. There's people coming in with over the grand mark.
Oh, no.
It's kind of scary. Brian was on as well.
I'd say about €495 for the whole weekend.
€495.
God, okay, a lot of people are in the 400-ish mark.
Rebecca, what are you thinking? How much do you think Ash is going to spend?
Easily, probably €500.
Oh, and what are you basing that off? Have you ever been to Geneva or Switzerland?
Yeah, so we passed through. We were heading skiing in Val Thorens, so we flew into Geneva and we stopped for McDonald's and literally ordered the 2 Big Mac meals, me and my partner, nuggets and 2 caramel sundaes.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget the price. I was like, oh, I'll get this, babe, that's fine.
Oh, no.
And it was €50.
What the hell?
That's crazy.
At home, that's €25.
Yeah,
double. Minimum,
Oh my God.
So it's double your price. So if you're paying €50 for a McDonald's and you're going to go out with your poor mom, make sure you have a few quid to treat her with something nice.
Oh God, I hope I didn't include a promise of a meal in the present. I can't remember now. Okay, so you're locking in €500. Okay, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you're not the winner, Rebecca, but you never know.
I hope I'm not for your sake, but be prepared. Yeah, bring the credit card.
I will. Oh, thanks, girl.
Cheers, babe. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. A lot of people coming in with higher amounts as well. Aurelia said 1,111.
Oh, God. Euro. All the ones. That's so ominous. No, I can't. I'm actually starting to panic now.
I know.
I can't spend a grand in 2 days.
Can you make a few Sambos today? Make a few Sambos.
Yeah.
Pack them in the bag. Have them for your brekkie tomorrow. Go over to Lidl, get a few oranges. As I said, they're in good nick at the moment. Oren was on with the good one. €200. That's quite hopeful, I think.
Okay, that's about the best. I think he might be wrong, but we'll take it.
Well, Natalie says easily €900 if you're doing dinner and tourist stuff.
Oh.
€900 per person.
I actually can.
Get your predictions over. Lock them in because, as Ash said, she will send the person with the who has sent in the closest amount to what she does spend out some Swiss chocolate.
I tell you,
it'd
be the cheapest Swiss chocolate I can find as well.
Stressed gal looking at me this morning.
I've kind of ruined my own weekend. I'm off to Geneva for the weekend with my mother. We're just going on a little weekend away. And we realised after we booked that Geneva is the most expensive city in the world. I've been asking you, how much you think I'm going to spend? I'll send you out some Swiss chocolate if you're the closest person. And Doomy's on. Doomy, you've been to Switzerland before. How bad do you think it's going to be?
Around, say, 500.
500.
Okay.
It's better than the 1,111.
Yeah, it's starting to, it is. 500 it's starting like to feel normal. How bad was it when you were there?
Really bad. Like, we went a few times and, you know, even though it's expensive, it didn't stop us to go.
Yeah.
I have a photo in my phone, I remember to this day, in just a regular food shop, a bag of lettuce salad was €5. Just normal.
A bag of lettuce. Salad. Oh, God. And I'm a vegetarian. I'll be eating tons of lettuce.
Yeah. Which is 99 cents, and here, €5.
Oh, my God.
I was shocked. So, eggs like that, just like 10 eggs, I think, was like €10 or something.
Crazy. Oh my God. So everything is basically like twice or three or four or five times more than
that is terrifying.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
All right, Doomy.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Pet.
No problem.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye bye bye. A lot of people, I think the average Ash is kind of, no, it's not an average, I suppose, because it's all over the place, but like most messages are ranging between 450 to 800. A few going over the grand. Really good intel as well coming in. This is from Danielle. She says, in case you're not aware, Switzerland charges for roaming. I got caught just passing through. Make sure your internet is off. Only use Wi-Fi. I got caught really bad not knowing.
They're on the EU.
Feckers. So you can't even up an Instagram story.
No.
You can't eat.
I'm going to be off the grid.
You can't go for a drink.
You're going to be starving.
And you're going to be on the beans till Christmas.
I'm going to be absolutely burned to a crisp.
Up Geneva. Woo-hoo. Ready to go. It's showtime.
Check. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Woo! This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling.
Hello, welcome to the weekend. It's Emma, Dave and Ashling. Emma and Ash this morning.
It's Friday again.
It's Saturday, Sunday. Whoa.
I'm delighted.
I'm buzzing as well. So much so that I celebrated the weekend a little bit too early last night. My housemate and I had a few drinks last night, just chatting.
Lovely.
And
just at home.
Just at home, literally just had some dinner, had a couple of drinks, had a chat, listened to some tunes.
Treat yourself.
And as we were listening to some tunes, a song popped up on like a suggested song, say on my Spotify. It's kind of like a Mac Miller mixed with
Empire of the Sun,
okay? And I presume this is years and years old, but I'd never heard it before. It sounds like this. She blushing all red, wanna rush and go to bed, you interrogate that like you the fed, so she says. And then it goes into like walking on a dream kind of vibe. So it's really happy. It's really good fun.
Yeah, I'm aware of the song actually.
Yeah, this is the thing. I woke up this morning to like 7 messages and I was like, what is going on? And then I recalled that I am literally a Facebook mom, but in a Spotify, I found a new song way, it seems.
Okay.
Because some people, and I always see these funny jokes on TikTok and stuff, they're like, oh, I had a drink, time to like people's Instagram stories.
Yeah, that's me.
It turns out that I came across a song last night and felt the need to send that to not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, but 10
Stop!
People.
Stop!
For you, please enjoy this. A very good song for you. My Spotify just threw at me. Very feel good. I got some funny replies. My sister saying, love it. I felt the need to send it to my brother and all, who said, well, check it out in the morning, Em. Thanks a million. Sent it to Ashling Bonner. Ah, love that. So summary. Thanks for replying.
Well, I was just sitting on my bed and it was like, Emma texted me. I was like, oh, damn, I hope she's not like sick in the morning or something. And then it's like, a very feel good song. My Spotify threw at me this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, why is she sending me a song at 20 to 10 a night? I'll see her like in a few hours' time.
I sent it to my friend Blanet, sent it to my friend Avian. After sending it to you, Ash, I was like, oh, I know Dave's in his holidays, but he'd love this tune for his holidays. So listen that to Dave. Sent it to Michaela Hayes. Sent it to my friend Claire. Who else have I got in here? I sent it to my friend
You're
Niall.
You're out of control.
Sent it to my friend Paul. That's still waiting on her. She hasn't even given me a red receipt
it's
yet.
It's the most random song as well. Like, it's not like a classic or anything. Like, it's old.
I hate
believe myself. I got a voice note back from my friend Blanas. She obviously didn't see my message for a while. She was like, hey, Em, just listen to it. Thanks a mil for that. I was like, oh no, get my phone away from me.
Recharged.
The Olympics. Yeah, we've talked about it at length at the show. I don't know if it's an aging thing. We're not in our 20s anymore. Well, you are just about still in your
20s. I'm absolutely still in my 20s, 28, very young.
Yeah. But I'm not sure why all of a sudden this time around I'm obsessed with the Olympics. It always kind of went over my head in the background. I'd watch a bit of it with my parents at home and that'd be the extent of it. Yeah. But I'm so in this time. My housemate and I are utterly obsessed. Emer, who I talk about a lot in the show. And you might notice there's a lot of people on screen that are wearing these kind of tan hats, cream jumpers, kind of slacks that are kind of beigey as well.
Right.
And they just seem to be workers who are there to assist. They might walk the Olympians in the background while they're walking up or whatever.
Okay.
And she keeps joking me like, can we do that job next time round?
Yeah.
Like, we'd be so up close and personal. We'd have the best seat in the house.
Looks easy.
Looks really easy. Well, there's other jobs that sound even better than that. And I've been doing some digging on this. And there's one job in particular that went hugely viral this week. And everyone's saying, this is my dream gig. Let me do this. This was during the battle for a medal in the javelin throw the other day. And naturally, the javelin gets thrown quite far lot of the time. And when people were watching the coverage this last Saturday, the evening session, viewers, whatever way the camera angle turned, viewers got to see this duo sitting there together, two lads, happy out, putting in a bit of graft, making a few bob at the Olympics, watching the javelin throw. But what they were doing was they were getting to remote control cars that were going out to pick up the javelins, right? So rather than them going out and picking them up and bringing them back, they were steering these little remote control cars.
Oh my God.
Going out to pick them up. And they were
That's like, this
is the dream. Really modern kind of approach to doing this. People on TikTok, this guy I love who shared the video said, I don't want money. I don't want fame. I just want to be one of those two blokes whose job it is to sit in the chairs in the Stade de France and drive their remote control cars back and forth, collecting the javelins after they've been thrown at the Olympics. No stress. Just sat down with your bestie chatting, driving cool mini cars and watching Olympians do stuff around you. Best seats in the house. Best job in the world.
Oh my God, it really is.
A lot of people agreed. Living the dream. How do you apply for this? Oh my God, I was made for this job. I would love to apply. Got me thinking about other jobs. So I had a little deep dive to see what other kind of fun jobs there are for people at the Olympics. Did you know there is a person called a cap catcher? So this is someone who dives to the bottom of the pool to retrieve swimmers' caps once they've fallen off.
I did see somebody jump in at one stage to pick up something. I can't remember if it was goggles or a cap. Yeah, gas.
Another one is a block builder. These are people who restack or polish the blocks for equestrian events.
Equestrians.
Now, my first ever job in life was picking up poles at an equestrian centre during the show jumping. Yeah, I used to do that in fifth year after school.
You'd be a great block builder.
I know I would, and he'd be in studio. Come on, tell us your big job. Yeah, your big job.
I want to be the person who lifts the gymnasts up onto the bars, the little uppies. That one.
No, sorry, I mean your greatest flex of all time, which is.
Oh, I was a ball girl at Wimbledon.
She was a ball girl at Wimbledon.
Seems to be the talk of the town at these points. I haven't spoken about anything else.
It surely is. I'd love to be a ball girl too.
Another one is the camera cleaner. When the person who cleans the camera high above the diving boards, so they have this like really long, impressive looking mop or duster.
Oh.
And it's like on a huge pole. They're trying to clean off all the splashes from the water or whatever on the
Brilliant.
Camera. Then there's a balloon brandisher. This is the person who casually walks around brandishing a massive balloon attached to a long pole. And this is to prep camera angles for floor routines so the camera can focus and see like what angles take when an Olympian's about to go on. There's so many great jobs on this.
So many little jobs. How do we not get one? I feel like there's a job for everyone.
Everybody. And I've just decided, having talked about how maybe we could take 4 years and become an actual Olympian.
Yeah.
That's out now. I want to be the balloon brandisher. So that's my goal.
I want to clean the windows.
Yeah.
The camera windows. Morning. I was telling you earlier that I'm off to Geneva for the weekend. I'm going with my mom. And kind of the reason why we're going is because I got her the flights for her birthday, because we realised kind of in the middle of last year that she hasn't been on a plane since before COVID.
Okay.
Yeah, so her and my dad go over to France a bit and he doesn't fly, so they get the boat. So they've been just getting the boat basically since.
Has he always had a fear of flying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we used to do like a trip together, my mum and I, where we'd go to London every year. Mm. And the last one we did was literally February 2020. We just snuck it in.
Could I take a wild guess and say that you used to go to London to go to the West End?
100%. We would see at least two shows every time. Yeah. So we just haven't got around to doing it. And we said, well, we go somewhere a bit different. So we're going to Geneva. But obviously, as my mom hasn't been on a flight in 4 years, she's like so rusty. And I feel like despite her being a well-traveled person, she seems to have forgotten everything about what it's like to fly. She keeps sending me messages and she's like, what's the story? Is it 100 mil? 150 mil? How much is in the little bottles
still? Is that even a thing anymore?
Yeah, and that too. Because then I had to explain to her, you know, oh, sometimes like you actually get there and they're like, you don't even need to have them in the plastic bag
anymore. I hate that. I'm like, I could have brought me full thing of champagne.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And I was like, and sometimes actually those ones are kind of in on the left. So if you get filtered into the left, great. If not, you have to have it in the bag. It's like, make them all the same.
Yeah, yeah.
It's stupid. On Wednesday, she sent me a picture of her handbag and was like, can I bring this size bag? I think so, judging by the picture. But I was like, yeah. And then yesterday, she texted me, was like, I don't have a lock for my suitcase.
Oh,
I was like,
bless her.
It's all good. I've answered all of her questions very honestly, but kind of every time she did ask me a question, the thought did occur to me to have a little bit of fun. And maybe tell her a little fib, as it is her first time at the airport for 4 years. So I didn't do that, but here are all the things I could have told my mum about the airport, but didn't.
Okay, go on.
Because I'm very nice. But to have a little bit of fun, I could have told my mother that the airport water is still not only free, but it's also 2 per person.
Ah!
So that's encouraged to take 2 per person.
You want your mother to get arrested in the airport?
Well, would have been a bit of crack. I could have told my mum that there's a Zara in the airport. That would have been fun. Just see her reaction.
Where's the Zara? Just tell her to go up to all the shops and be like, do you know where the Zara is?
Yeah,
would have been fun.
I could have told her that when you get your kind of obligatory squirt of perfume in the duty free, you then just take the bottle with you because that's hygiene now. If you've touched the bottle,
it's
that's
yours.
That's a new thing since COVID.
And you don't have to pay.
Yeah, could have told her that, but I didn't.
Get that Chanel chance, Paula.
Yeah, I could have told her that not only do you not have to put your liquids in the small bag, you don't have to take off your bags at all. You just walk through the x-ray with your wheelie suitcase and your jackets
all those
and your boots.
They have the technology now that they just scan your bags while on your back while you're just walking
that
through.
That could have been fun to witness. I didn't tell her that though because I'm a very nice person. And I could have told her that when they scan your passport before you get on the plane, they want to also scan your handprint. So as soon as they take the passport out, you have to like slap your hand down into the little machine.
I'm so glad you didn't do this to your poor mother.
But of course I didn't tell her that because I love my mama.
I still think you should do it and make a TikTok video out of it. That would go down very well.
I would actually.
It'd be pretty viral.
I would.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
One more tune.
Once a week, myself, Dave and Aisling, we go head to head on One More Tune. It's your job to choose and vote for the song that you like the most, okay? I offer up a song, Dave offers up a song, and Aisling offers up a song. It is Emma, Dave or Aisling in a WhatsApp to get your votes in. And whatever song wins gets the privilege of launching the weekend officially on Spin 103.8.
It's a hot slot.
It is.
We're very passionate about this.
Haven't heard this song in a very long time. It's so fun. I'm going for Iggy Azalea.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the best lane. From LA to Tokyo.
Now, when is the last time you heard that? Get in touch, Emma, in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038, please. Now, Dave has left us this.
Hey, guys. Or, because I'm on a cruise, shall I say, ahoy. Things are going swimmingly here, and I have gone for this. I'm coming. Look, I gotta go catch my cruise to Messina. But listen, if you want The Wanted, Walks Like Rihanna to play as the last song of the show, then you gotta WhatsApp Dave right now to 087 711 1038.
How insufferable is he? Don't give him the win. Give it to me, I've gone for this. This song reminds me of college. It is Sia and Cheap Thrills. Another one you probably haven't heard in a while. And I wanted to play in full, please. Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
In the interest of fairness, I have gone for Iggy Azalea and Fancy. That is Emma in a WhatsApp, please. Dave, from his cruise, has gone for The Wanted and Walks Like Rihanna.
And I have gone for Sia, Cheap Thrills, Emma, Dave or Aisling to 087 711 1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
As we've mentioned a few times in the show, producer Callum away this week and producer Hebe is in the building. Once a week, our producer Callum tends to give us a good roasting on a Friday. And I don't feel like you're going to be any kinder to us, Hebe.
Oh, no, I've been keeping tabs.
Okay.
Yeah, she's been writing stuff down all week. I feel a little bit uncomfortable, but here we go. Producer Hebe with the worst bits of the week.
Well, what a week it's been. Ireland beat their record for the most medals won at the Olympics ever.
Woohoo!
The Kneecap movie premiered this week.
Yay!
And Dave jetted off on his first ever cruise. Hashtag cruise life.
Hashtag cruise life.
But it can't all be good things. I bring you the worst bits of the week. On Tuesday, you were deciding what Olympic sports you'd be able to compete in, but Dave decided to create his own.
I think I'd be going for the ones with quirky names. Canoe, slalom, pommel horse.
Of course.
Those type of ones. Just a big conversation starter.
Yeah.
You know.
Espionage. No, not espionage. What's the... equestrian.
Now that I want to see. Just the idea of raving nearly killed Aisling.
You dip the toe in dicey's and you say, ah, that's plenty.
Yeah.
1 foot in the rave, you hear a tiny, tiny snippet of what's playing. And that's... Oh, I'm gonna wait.
And then you decide to go to the chipper. I'm going to save her from this.
Sorry, I'm choking on an apple. And it had a very thick skin, that apple, I remember. I was grappling with it.
What a way to describe an apple. And that was only the start of Aisling's demise. You need to make sure the answers to the 1 foot next week aren't just told to Aisling.
So nothing better happened to me this week or else... I'll be left bereft, not knowing what the clip is.
Yeah, we'll only be left bereft because we don't know the answer to 1 foot in the rave.
Asking your family at the field, did you know?
Did she tell you?
Did she have it written down?
Did she have it written? Did she text you?
Did she
have
a diary?
Stop it! I don't like that.
And possibly the worst bit about the show all week is all your attempts at accents.
Guys, welcome to Cruise Life.
Sorry, Mummy and Daddy.
Yeah, I'll be staying in Messina.
Wave it off. I'll take my own way home.
Get Dad to send money. Yes.
Oh, no, you won't be wearing those on the path.
Oh, no.
You've got to rent the hiking boots, £5 each.
Oh, what an absolute dirty banger.
What an absolute dirty banger.
Oh, there you go. I've been your interim British producer, Hebe, and those have been the worst bits of the week.
Thank you, Hebe.
Well done.
Okay, very last chance to get your votes in on this. Which song is going to close the show momentarily? Well, it'd be my choice. Iggy Azalea and Fancy, that is Emma, in a WhatsApp to get it on the air, please. 087 711 1038. Dave has gone for this. And Walks Like Rihanna. That is Dave in a WhatsApp, please. 087 711 1038 is the number.
And I've gone for this. It is Sia, a classic and cheap thrills. And if you want to hear it in full, it's Aisling now in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Time is ticking.
It is ticking. We are nearly there. So as Ash said, get your WhatsApps over right now. That is just about it from us. We will catch you back here live on Monday morning.
Oh, we will be back.
Another chance to get to Ibiza, Michaela, Sorcha next. But for now, producer Hebe, may we please get the results of one more tune.
Sure thing. Emma's in third. Dave's in second. And Aisling's taken the lead.
Oh, I've taken the win this week.
It's your first time in a few weeks, I believe, actually, isn't it? High time.
I think we've actually won equally the last 3 weeks.
I love this. Ba-da-bum, bum, bum, bum. Have a lovely weekend. Talk to you Monday.
Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. Ba-da-bang, bang.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.